Abortion and the upcoming election. That's our topic, and our guest is Alveda King. She's evangelist Alveda King, and she is the director of civil rights for the unborn with Priests for Life. The website is priestsforlife.org. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Alveda, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Dr. Newcomb, it's great to join you again, and hello to all your listeners as well.
All right, excellent. Well, as the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., tell us about why you think abortion is an important issue in this election and in every election.
When we think about abortion, and that is violating the civil rights and the human rights of our youngest, of the human race, one blood, we're not separate races, one blood, different ethnic groups. And so when we take that life of that baby who does not have a voice, who does not have a lawyer, that is a crime against humanity. And so when we're getting ready to vote in a few days, if you haven't voted already, and so what you want to do is to vote for life.
Okay, what do you think about these people? I'm sure you've heard of this phrase, so-called evangelical pro-life voters for Biden, and they, in effect, when you read what they say, well, abortion is an important issue, yes. But it's not the only issue. We're concerned about racial justice, we're concerned about poverty, fighting poverty, and we're concerned about climate change, and so we're wholly pro-life, or pro-life, you know, in a rounding way, not just dealing with the unborn and the abortion.
But they're very careful not to say, however, we do believe in killing babies in the womb and violating their civil rights. They're not going to admit that. But when you kill a human being in the womb, that is a person, and you are violating their civil rights. So you're not totally pro-life because you're excluding the youngest and the weakest.
All right, what would you say to those who say, well, I could never vote for somebody like Trump because his tweets are so rude, or that kind of thing. His behavior has been bad. He's had affairs, you know, whatever.
Well, I believe that a little baby in the womb is not concerned about any of that. That baby just wants to breathe and live. And so this is not a personality contest, and this is not a church service. So we are not going to vote because of President Trump's tweet. I've been divorced 3 times, tragically. Mm. I've also had 2 abortions and a miscarriage because my body was damaged by abortion. And so those types of things in life do happen, but that does not give us the right to support the killing of our weakest and our youngest.
Can you speak closer directly into the mic? But I want to ask you, what changed you, if you had had 2 abortions, what changed you to the pro-life position?
I was born again, became a born-again Christian, confessed all my sins to Jesus Christ in 1983. And so abortion was part of that, not the only thing. And so when I
became of the past, you mean?
A follower of Jesus Christ, I walked away from abortion and many other of my behaviors.
What do you think about President Trump and the issue of abortion? What is his track record?
President Trump, of course, when he first came in with the Mexico City policy, saying we are not going to send America's tax dollars overseas to pay for abortions, and he has continued to find alternatives to abortion and redirect funding away from abortion into better opportunities for mothers and for parents. And so by making American life better, some of the reasons people, I can't afford it, I'm poor, I want to finish school, all of those types of programs are being addressed so that abortion becomes unthinkable.
Okay, what are your thoughts about Joe Biden and abortion?
Well, Joe Biden has said that when he's elected, he's going to reverse all those laws that he supports a woman's right to choose for reproductive health. He supports, and his vice president, they support abortion up until the birth of the baby. And in some cases now, there is legislation that's saying if you didn't want the baby once the baby's born, if the baby's born alive, don't give it medical treatment. So they're supporting that kind of platform, and they're very clear that they are in favor of aborting little babies in the womb.
You know, one thing, too, is that if Joe Biden became president, then he might not last too long, and Kamala Harris then would become the president. And I first heard of her in reference to an abortion-related story where she was on the pro-abortion side of things, and the story was that she was the Attorney General of California, and she shut down the fellow, David DeLayden, who made those videos, undercover videos, like an undercover journalist, exposing the truth that Planned Parenthood was trafficking in baby body parts for greater profits, you know, to profit off of those unborn babies that they were aborting. And she grabbed the guy, you know, she legally grabbed the guy's computers and, you know, all these different things. But she was basically persecuting and prosecuting him because he was exposing the truth.
She did everything she could to silence his voice. She was not successful. America knows that the largest provider of abortion, Planned Parenthood, is involved in selling baby body parts.
Hmm. All right. Any comments about Mike Pence and abortion?
Mike Pence is strongly pro-life, from the womb to the tomb. He and President Trump both care about the quality of life for all Americans in every situation, and they are demonstrating that with their legislation and their commitment to life.
All right. Any comments about judges and President Trump and his track record? And you can include in that Amy Barrett.
Amy Barrett, of course, her record is impeccable, as we are seeing. She is pro-life. And what is so beautiful that we're seeing unfold before us, President Trump has had the chance to support judges all across America in the states as well. So we are having a change in our judiciary system where the Constitution, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are really created equal, and that's from the womb to the tomb. And we are now having judges that will uphold that. And I thank God for it first, and then President Trump, of course, following up and making sure that those appointments line up with the Constitution.
Okay, explain court packing, and how is that a threat?
Court packing? That's
yes.
Going to be having more Supreme Court justices if the Democrats are elected, and they would have so many more justices that the fairness and the constitutional justice would be gone.
Yeah, it's really a scary thing. For the last 152 years, there have been 9 members of the Supreme Court. Even FDR, about what, 80 years ago or so, tried to pack the courts, and pack the courts meaning adding more numbers than 9 so that he could get his will done as he tried to ram them through. And a fawning electorate said no. They pushed back on his attempts to do that. But both Biden and Kamala Harris have basically, they've not answered the question, you know, are you willing to pack the courts, or are you, you know, willing to disavow that idea? And meanwhile, there are many liberal people like Chuck Schumer who've said, that's what we're going to do in fighting back against this Amy Coney Barrett nomination.
They have admitted that they will do anything possible to get their way, and court packing is definitely part of that agenda.
What if Roe v. Wade were overturned? What would happen then?
When Roe v. Wade is overturned, it'll go back to the states, and the states will have to determine and decide what their laws will now be about abortion. So abortion does not immediately go away with Roe v. Wade. And I would like to think that what would happen would be that the governors would begin to find other programs to serve families, babies, you know, mother, daddy, and the baby in the community without killing the baby. And so we would have to be very watchful who we elect going forward so that we won't have things that are worse without Roe v. Wade.
How about some comments about racism and abortion?
Well, I have three books out. One is It All Started with an Apple, and that deals with marriage and human sexuality and having babies and not aborting them as well. And then we have We're Not Colorblind with me and Ginger Howard. And we talk about regarding all life from the womb to the tomb, regardless of skin color. See ethnicity, but accept us as the human race. And my newest book is Why Trump? And that book is out as well. And I say that President Trump is still not racist. He was never racist, and he's not a racist now. And so he has demonstrated that he sees Americans first, not only. And then he's a world leader as well. So we are one human race, not separate races. Science shows that. Certainly God shows that. The Bible, of one blood, God made all people. So we are the human race. That's very clear. We're going to have to learn to live together as human brothers and sisters and not perish as fools. I paraphrase the quote of my uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. Comment a little bit, if you would, about Trump and the African-American community. Because, for example, in the recent debate, he mentioned that he had some, there were some leaders, and implied by what he was saying, they were African-American leaders, and they were weeping in his office for joy with the passage of that bill related to crime reform. And then he said 2 weeks later, those very people were out denouncing me. You know, it's like, what? How does this work?
The historically black colleges and universities, the First Step Act, getting people out of jail. And so they get pressure from their communities. And they said, you can't be for Trump because you ain't black. You know, Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Well, if you're for Trump, you ain't black. You know, so they get all this pressure. And that is what is happening. So people have to stand up, be independent thinkers, vote for life from the womb to the tomb. And crying racism without solutions, they've been doing that for years and years, and it's never solved one problem. And so President Trump goes in and says, well, we need to fix the colleges. Everybody needs to go back to work. Let's stop aborting the babies and give people opportunities to have their children and their families. And so that's the way that you resolve these differences in people like human beings.
And again, if you could speak closer directly into the microphone itself, but comment about Trump and African-American support, because if there's a certain percentage of voters that switch over to vote for him, he might win.
I am carefully praying that we will all open our eyes. And when we open our eyes, we realize that we've got brothers and sisters in the womb. Now, that's regardless of our skin color, where we are Caucasian, Latino, African-American, Asian, Native American Indians. We are human beings. And so when we act accordingly, we will have a better community and a better life.
All right. And how about a 30-second conclusion on this whole subject of abortion and this upcoming election?
Abortion is a civil wrong. Life is a civil right. Vote pro-life.
All right. Alveda King, thank you so much. And again, your website is Priests, as in P-R-I-E-S-T-S, Priests for Life. Thank you so much, and God bless you, Alveda. Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye now.